Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And if you're anything like me, you know stress is basically a daily commute and rush hour traffic inevitable and sometimes downright terrifying. But guess what? We've got the power to navigate that chaos with grace and even a little bit of zen. Today, we're diving deep into developing coping strategies for stress so you can build that unshakable inner fortress. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs faster than a game-winning baseball pitch. Deadlines looming. Relationship fraud are brewing. Traffic jams that could rival the Tour de France. Yep, stress is everywhere, but that doesn't mean it has to rule our lives. Think of stress like a pesky mosquito, annoying and persistent, but ultimately not capable of bringing us down if we have the right tools. So, what are these magical tools, you ask? Well, get ready because I'm about to share 5 key takeaways that'll help you build your own personal stress-busting toolkit. First up, mindfulness is your superpower. Seriously, practicing mindfulness can feel like hitting a refresh button on your brain. Ever noticed how you get lost in a moment when you're doing something you truly enjoy? Like painting, playing music, or even just savoring that first sip of coffee. That's mindfulness in action. It's about being fully present, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few minutes each day to focus on the sensations around you, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the rustling of leaves, the sound of your own breath. Number 2. Move that body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting abs, although those are pretty cool too. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act as natural stress relievers. Think of it as a high five for your brain. It literally tells your body to chill out and celebrate. Even a brisk walk can make a world of difference. 3. Get enough sleep, you beautiful people. I know, easier said than done in our busy, always on world. But seriously, prioritizing sleep is like giving your brain the ultimate recharge. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress, make sound decisions, and generally feel amazing. 4. Nurture those relationships. Human connection is a powerful antidote to stress. Talking to a trusted friend or family member, sharing your feelings, and knowing that you're not alone can make a world of difference. Remember, even superheroes need their support systems. And finally, number 5. Learn to say no. This one's tough, I get it. We often feel pressured to take on too much, but setting boundaries is crucial for managing stress. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and decline requests that will overwhelm you. Think of it as a self-care superpower you deserve to protect your time and energy. Now, let's talk about real life. Ever been in the middle of a presentation, feeling like your heart is about to burst out of your chest? You know that feeling when your palms are sweating, your mind goes blank, and you swear you can hear everyone's judgment echoing through your ears? Yeah, that's stress hitting hard. But here's the thing. Imagine you remember those coping strategies we just talked about. Maybe you take a few deep breaths to calm your nerves, picture yourself succeeding, or remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. Suddenly, that presentation feels less like a minefield and more like an opportunity to shine. You can channel that nervous energy into passion and deliver a killer speech. So remember, stress is inevitable, but how we respond to it is what matters most. By practicing mindfulness, getting moving, prioritizing sleep, nurturing connections, and saying no when needed, you can build your own fortress of resilience and navigate life's challenges with grace and confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little stress-busting inspiration. And hey, if you have your own go-to coping strategies, hit me up on social media and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.